Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. My name is John North, currently under the advisement of Dr. Jeff Gore and Dr. Angus Ketchot at Mississippi State University. Today I'm going to be talking to you about value of neonicotinoid seed treatments in Mid-South row crop systems. Just recently, neonicotinoids have been catching some fire and have come under public scrutiny for their potential link to decline of honeybee populations, and this is why we're trying to spit some data out and get some data taken on neonicotinoid seed treatments and some of the values and benefits from a efficacy standpoint and a economical standpoint. Talking a little bit about the neonicotinoid insecticide chemistry, they bind to nicotinic acetylcholine receptors, low to moderate activation of these receptors. It causes nervous stimulation, and high levels overstimulate and block the receptors, causing paralysis and death. It also has a high efficacy on piercing and sucking insects, which makes it the go-to option on early season pests in the Mid-South in cotton. This was a kind of a best guess estimate done by Dr. Angus Ketchot, looking at the value of neonicotinoid seed treatments across soybean, corn, and cotton from the years of 2006 to 2012. In soybeans, we really saw an increase of about 2 bushels. In corn and rice, from about 9 bushels, and cotton anywhere from 100 to 350 pounds of lint increase from the neonicotinoid seed treatments. This is an estimated value and not backed up by referee data, but a kind of a best guess estimate. And just this past year, the EPA came out with a paper showing that there was no yield increase from a neonicotinoid seed treatment in soybeans. I just kind of wanted to show this paper a little bit and why the importance of getting some research on the benefits and the value of the neonicotinoid seed treatments across the Mid-South in crops. Some pros and versus cons on the seed treatments. Typically see higher yields where there is a neonicotinoid seed treatment. Production costs typically lowered. Know it's a tech fee with that seed treatment, but tend to, where there is a neonicotinoid seed treatment, we don't have to come back and clean up on early season cotton with acephate or something like that. Has a real high degree of efficacy and also low mammalian toxicity. It is pretty safe. Some of the cons linked to it, potential link to pollinator decline, long half-life in the soil, and potential leaching in groundwater, and overused in some resistant issues that from the past several recent years. Currently right now, neonicotinoid chemistries are used in all row crops throughout the Mid-South. This just shows kind of the market for them, neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatments in crops throughout the Mid-South. You can clearly see it's pretty much all of our crops grown in the Mid-South: corn, cotton, rice, soybean, grain sorghum, wheat, and also peanuts. Just wanted to show you this picture of the importance of neonicotinoids. You can clearly see where there was no seed treatment in a cotton field that the thrips really had great devastation on the 2 to 3 to 4 leaf cotton, and really held it back and was a really, really lost a lot of yield over this. And you can clearly see where the seed treatments were, really grew out of the thrip damage and took off really well. So some of my objectives with this project: I'm determining the value of neonicotinoid insecticides and comparing production systems. I'm also generating a meta-analysis of previous research with neonicotinoid seed treatments throughout the Mid-South. I'm not going to show any data on this currently on this presentation, but what I'm doing is I'm taking all previous data from anywhere from back from the previous years and entering them and seeing kind of the value of the neonicotinoids itself, seeing where there is a yield increase, and also from an economic standpoint, and also determining the benefit from chemical classes used in the overall systems approach to insect management, using neonic seed treatment with a certain type of chemical class excluded, and due to the recent chemicals coming under review from the EPA, seeing what that could cause if we were to lose the class of insecticide from a IPM approach. Materials and methods, planted a variety of Delta Pine 0912, and my treatments were untreated check. I had a no neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment, which we used acephate for the seed treatment. Then I had a insecticide seed treatment, Gaucho 600, imidacloprid, with all classes of insecticides. And we had another treatment with no pyrethroids used and a treatment with no organophosphates or carbamates used. We had two locations, a delta region and a hills region. Fields were scouted weekly following the Mississippi State Agronomic Control Guide, and the following agronomic data was taken into account and recorded. The insecticides used in the hills region, this is typically our lower pest pressure region. You can see on top my insecticide seed treatments, the Gaucho, and my no neonic seed treatment, we had Orthene. Followed up, we did have to come back and clean up some thrips on the Orthene-treated seed. We went back with 0.22 pounds of acephate to make another application to clean up those thrips. It was kind of holding that cotton back and over threshold, so we went ahead and hit them. And and my other treatments, it was across the board the same, so we just used Admire Pro on every treatment. And due to the fact that that cotton was so held back from those thrips, it really never took off. It was a real dry year. We didn't get much rain in Starkville, and it was non-irrigated, so we never had to make an application for plant bugs on our no-neonic treatment. You can clearly see it was about a $4 difference where the neonicotinoids, where there were no neonicotinoids, cost about $10.65 with the Orthene seed treatment and about $14.75 with the neonicotinoid seed treatment. And this was a economic slide produced with insecticides plus application costs. And it was only one application on plant bugs on the neonic seed treatment and one application for thrips on no neonic seed treatment. We did have higher yields on our neonicotinoid insecticide seed treatment. 2,795 pounds of seed cotton, followed by Orthene, backed it up with 2,744. It was no significant difference, and this is kind of where that meta-analysis comes in on my project, where it's kind of hard to do it off of a particular test, but when we take all the data from previous research, we can kind of see where the neonic seed treatments do tend to be higher yielding and economic. It was about a $9 difference where our Orthene seed treatment was compared to our neonic. We lost about $9.30 around on a cotton marketed at 65 cents per pound. So you can clearly see that the neonic seed treatment did pay for itself and clearly was higher yielding and profitable compared to the other treatments. This picture in Stoneville, I just wanted to show this. It shows a where my untreated checks are, right here on the far left side, and through the middle, you can clearly see where my untreated checks were and where I did not spray. It just really shows the devastation that insects can have when going untreated. Also, the insecticides used in the Delta region, these are typically higher pest pressure, but it was still a low pest pressure year. Made a total of four applications across the board on everything. where we excluded our organophosphates and carbamates, it tends to be a little bit higher due to the application of Radiant going about $7.50 per acre and Transform, which is a typically higher priced chemical. And also, the last treatments you see on the bottom were Karate and Prevathon and Karate, another application of Karate was used. The bollworms kind of broke through there on us in July, and we kind of cleaned it up with our last application, and that kind of shows that was the last application we used. Showing the cotton in the Delta, it ranged from anywhere of neonic seed treatments with all classes, about $89.87 cost with insecticide and applications. The no neonics where the Orthene seed treatment was, was a little bit lower, $85.87, followed by our hires price of no pyrethroids at $91.56 and no OPs and carbamates at $100.08 due to that application of radiant and a few applications of transform for plant bugs. Also in the Delta, the neonics with all classes of insecticides yielded the highest at 1,953 pounds, followed by the no OPs and carbamates, no neonics, and it was a significant difference with the neonic seed treatments in all classes compared to the no neonics and no pyrethroids, and also a significant difference in the no OPs and carbamates. Where the ornithine seed treatment was, it did do okay, but not as well as the neonic with all classes of insecticides and neonic with no OPs and carbamates. This shows the returns on 65-cent price cotton on dollars per acre. You can clearly see that it was about a $40 difference where the neonic seed treatment was compared to no neonic, where the ornithine seed treatment, followed by our neonic seed treatment with no OPs and carbamates, about a $7 difference. So really kind of broke even on that with seed treatments costing about $7 per acre. Seed treatment wise, but you can clearly see where our neonic seed treatment was with all classes of chemistries did yield about $40 higher compared to the no neonics. I just kind of wanted to show this slide a little bit. Due to us excluding some chemistry classes out, this slide was generated by Dr. Angus Ketchot, looking at some neonicotinoid alternatives for thrips control. And you can clearly see where the alternative is. Really, that's what we are looking at, is ornithine as a seed treatment. It does do fairly well, and it was combined with counter on this. And the reason that it is a significant difference, such a higher, more yield with ornithine plus counter, is this field that was test was done typically did have a higher increase in nematodes, and where that ornithine treatment was, just the ornithine treatment kind of did hold those thrips off and in time for that counter to kick in and really made an increase on yield. So in conclusion, neonicotinoids are currently the only effective seed treatment option for control of early season insect pests. We also do have ornithine as a seed treatment, but typically seen, we do have to come back and make another application or several applications in that case for thrips compared to the neonicotinoid seed treatments where we did not have to come back for cleanup on thrips. The use of neonicotinoids as a seed treatment and foliar treatment is a vital tool in row crop production throughout the Mid-South, and a ban on neonicotinoid seed treatments could threaten success of current IPM programs throughout the Mid-South. And with that, I'd like to thank my advisors, fellow graduate students, and student workers for the help on this project, and also like to thank Bayer Crop Science for the funding of this project. And with that, I'd like to take any questions.
We got time for one or two questions for John.
All right, thank you.